Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. An 11-year-old boy has been shot and killed in Philadelphia's Overbrook section. Police were called to a house in the 5700 block of Haddington Lane just before 12 this afternoon. Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says officers responding found the child in the dining room.
Police responded to the scene of a report of a shooting victim. When they arrived, they found a young male inside the house. He's 11 years old. He was shot, gunshot wound to the chest, taken immediately to Lankenau Hospital, taken to surgery where he did not survive.
Officers believe the boy's 19-year-old brother was responsible, but it's unclear if this was an accident or intentional. Coulter says the victim's brother ran from the home after the shooting to get help, but was arrested a couple of blocks away. A handgun was recovered at the scene. The case against one of the teens accused of attacking a woman in the King of Prussia Mall parking lot and stealing her car is now being moved to juvenile court. 17-year-old Nyshe Hanton and co-defendant 17-year-old Elijah Simmons were both charged as adults for the September incident. Police say the teens asked to use the woman's cell phone in the mall's parking lot, then attacked her, stole her car, and threatened to shoot her. The teens led police on a chase down the Schuylkill Expressway, then crashed into a SEPTA bus at 37th and Spring Garden Streets. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Hanton's lawyer Abby Leeds says while Simmons is accused of threatening to shoot the woman,
there was never a gun recovered either at the scene. There was no gun discarded from the window during the police chase. And when the juveniles did crash into the SEPTA bus down in the city, there was never a gun recovered there at the scene.
That gun is key to what's called direct filing charges as an adult.
The victim needed several stitches from a wound on the back of her head. Another co-defendant, who's 14, says Hanton was not involved in the physical attack. Simmons is still charged as an adult. Prosecutors could file to move Hanton's case back to adult court. Delaware County residents are once again reporting a gas smell along the 95 corridor between the Boeing plant and Chester Pike. Director of Emergency Services Tim Boy says calls started coming in before 10 a.m.
We've investigated the calls. Local fire departments, the county hazmat team, PECO gas, and we're unable to find the source.
Just last week, he says the county experienced a similar issue.
We are going to try and work with our state partners, the air quality, determine what the source of this is. Obviously, Delaware County is not going to accept odors that drift through the county without answers. So our goal really is to get to the bottom of this and stop it from happening.
Boy says when in doubt, residents should always call 911 to report a possible gas leak. Philadelphia's National Liberty Museum is taking a special look at the Holocaust in a new exhibit called Forbidden Art. It showcases a dozen pictures of sculptures, drawings, poems, and other works of art from prisoners suffering in Auschwitz, a Nazi concentration camp in Nazi-occupied Poland. Joseph Finkelstein is the son of survivors.
It's not photographs or drawings of gruesome atrocities. It actually is the opposite. The art shows resistance and how the human spirit was fighting persecution. This is a very important way to bring the topic of what it is that causes and what it is that could prevent hatred, bigotry, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, racism.
Ever wonder what it's like to climb behind the wheel and drive a snowplow? Well, if you've got the right commercial driver's license in your wallet, PennDOT wants your help. The department is expecting the need for more drivers and mechanics this winter, and drivers can start at nearly $19 an hour. Diesel mechanics will get over $21 an hour, and tradesmen helpers will get nearly $16 an hour. Help is needed in Philadelphia and the suburban counties, as well as other parts of the region. For a rundown of what's available and where, check out employment.pa.gov. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.